tell him.
John's Adam's apple bobbed up and down like a float. Then he shook his head. John, Harry said. I can't. He'll shoot you, John. Talk. I don't know what you want me to... Listen, John, Harry said, without taking his eyes off Stanich. None of what you say with a pistol to your head can be used against you in a court of law, do you understand? Right now, you have nothing to lose. The hard, smooth surfaces of the restroom created an unnaturally clear and loud sound reproduction of metal in motion as the man in the dinner jacket cocked the revolver. Stop! John held up his arms in front of him. I'll tell you everything. John met the policeman's eyes over Stanich's shoulder and saw that he already knew. Perhaps he had known for a long time. The policeman was right. He had nothing to lose. None of what he said could be used against him. And the strange thing was that he wanted to talk. In fact, there was nothing he would rather do. We were standing by the car waiting for Thea, John said. The policeman was listening to a message on his phone. I could hear it was from Mads. And then I knew when the policeman said it was a confession that he was going to call you. I knew my number would be up. I had Robert's jackknife on me and reacted out of instinct. But Stanich got in the way, didn't he? Harry asked. He had a pistol, so I had to get away, John said, feeling the purging effect of his confession, the lifting of a burden. And he saw Harry nod, saw that the tall blonde man understood and forgave him. And he was so moved that he felt his throat constrict with emotion as he continued. He fired a shot at me as I ran inside, almost hit me. He was going to kill me, Harry. He's a crazy murderer. You have to shoot him, Harry. We have to take him out. You and I, we... He watched Harry lower his revolver and put it in his trouser waistband. Wait, what are you doing, Harry? The tall policeman buttoned up his coat. I'm taking my Christmas leave, John. Thank you for the confession.
Harry, wait. We can share the money, Harry. Listen, we can both share it. No one will need to know.
But Harry had already turned to address Stanich in English. I think you'll find there's enough money in that bag for you to build a house in Vukovar. And your mother may want to donate some to the Apostle in St. Stephen's Cathedral, too.
Harry!
John's scream was hoarse, like a death rattle.
Everyone deserves a second chance, Harry!
With his hand on the door handle, the policeman paused.
Look into the depths of your heart, Harry. You must find some forgiveness there.
The problem is, Harry rubbed his chin, I'm not in the forgiveness business.
What?
Exclaimed John in astonishment. Redemption, John. Redemption. That's what I go in for.